I'm here at Ulswater Community College in Penrith, where PE staff have taken a new approach to extracurricular activities in order to get more students enjoying sport.
Hi, I'm Karen Key. I'm second in PE at Ulswater Community College, and I'm also head of the cheerleading squad. When I first came to the school 3 years ago, the head teacher challenged me with the problem of girls being disengaged with PE, and when I looked at the curriculum and what we offered, it was really traditional team games. Decided that I would try and start up a club and try and target a different type of student that wasn't really into the traditional competitive games, and yeah, it's just excelled from there.
Since starting the cheerleading club, UCC has seen a dramatic rise in girls taking part in sport, both in class and in their own time.
I'm Marcus Castle and I'm head of Year 8. I think one of the biggest things at school is engaging the students outside the classroom. And we do find that those kids who are involved in activity, then they've less chance to get themselves into trouble.
My name's Zoe Bennett and I'm 15, I'm in Year 10.
I'm Shannon Twiddy, I'm in Year 10 and I'm 15.
So what sports do you do in school?
We get like different terms, we do different sports and stuff. We're doing athletics at the moment, so we do like discus, javelin, long jump, high jump.
And why do you like cheerleading in particular?
I've always wanted to do it, and when it actually like came up to do it, I was amazed because it's proper encouraged us to get into sport and everything. Yeah. Like without cheerleading, I don't think I would have took PE as a GCSE because cheerleading's helped me get like my practical grade score. Without it, I just wouldn't be able to do it.
The school has found that the introduction of cheerleading has had a substantial impact on the number of girls choosing to study GCSE PE.
The girls are now seeing that they don't just have to be hockey players or netball players to be doing GCSE PE, and they're seeing that as now as a real option at sort of key stage four, rather than sort of immediately putting it to one side thinking that they can't really do sport.
They're not your stereotypical sweet and innocent team games player, I suppose. And they are, some of them are from quite difficult backgrounds. They do tend to have more of an attitude if you challenge them about the way they're behaving in sessions. But they love it, so they do respond well to it. Let's try again.
But with five girls in the squad on behavioural report, can cheerleading really change their attitude towards school?
Taylor Collin. I'm 13 and I'm in Year 8. I came off report on the 26th of April and I've been on it. I got separate reports each week since the 26th of November. I don't want to get back on my report again because your mum has to sign it every night and she's not happy with me.
I think they understand that without good behaviour in school then they won't be entertained in the cheerleading activities. So many of the girls do have an edge to them, shall we say, but it's very much blunted in the cheerleading. They get into year 10, 11, where they could have been the type of girls who would have truanted or become very difficult in many lessons. I think having something as positive as their cheerleading is going to have a huge effect on how they stick to school.
And what do you think is at the heart of cheerleading's success?
It's down to the personnel in the PE department and the extra time they're prepared to put in unpaid to do the job, and it's going to have massive benefit. Firstly, to the school and the results and other things you've mentioned, but more importantly, to the students involved.
With the cheerleading club growing in popularity each year, staff at Ulswater Community College have revived girls' PE and made it relevant to the students that need it the most. This is Megan Key reporting from Ulswater Community College, Penrith.